First of all, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Okay, my name is Val Lewis, and I'm a member of a community in Shropshire called Prees in North Shropshire.
And what sort of community is it?
It's a small rural community, very, very rural, with a population of around 2,000 across the parish of Prees.
Now, the reason why I'm talking to you is because earlier today at this Every Voice Counts event, you were talking about your experience of involving people in the parish plan.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a bit more about that, please?
Okay, well, we decided as a community that we wanted to get involved in the development of a parish plan. And we to do that, we had to engage our parish council because they had to agree to it and have a member of the parish council on the parish planning group. So we went through the procedure of getting that organised and decided that we wanted to involve the Rural Community Council in the process because they have a lot of experience of that. And they advised the community to think very carefully about what were the issues and how they wanted to explore in their questionnaires of members of the community what mattered to them, what they wanted to do something about, and how they wanted that to be done.
But you, I mean, what really struck me is how many people ended up being involved.
Yeah, we were actually surprised because in that population of around the 2,000, about, in effect, 1,500 people, I suppose, from the households in that community, decided that they would get involved. They signed up. They responded to the questionnaire. So we had, I think it was about 900 questionnaires back or something like that. And those people very clearly stated on that questionnaire what mattered to them. And we were very lucky that we had a statistician in the community who did a really comprehensive analysis of what was coming out of it and made some recommendations as to what the priorities were for us. So we called a public meeting and a small group of us said, well, if we just call a public meeting, this is not going to work. So let's stuff something through every single letterbox in the community. So a small group of us got together, divided up the village, and the parish, went round and put an invitation through everybody's letterbox, and we actually had 100 people turn up at the meeting and lots of apologies. And out of that, I think about 92 or something of those people volunteered, hearing the results, to actually get involved in setting up working groups around each of the main issues that had come out of the parish plan questionnaire to develop a plan of action. And each of those groups nominated a chair, and each of those groups then got involved in working with the local authority and the police or whoever to make a difference. And what we realised from the beginning was we couldn't expect anybody else to do it all for us. We had to invest some of our own time in it. So, for example, we could ask the council for some litter bins. That's extra litter bins in strategic places where there was a problem. But we'd organise a litter picking gang that go round, and it's nearly 3 years later, they still go round every month and do it.
What, every month they, a group of people get together?
The council provide us with the things that you pick, you know, I cut those litter picking
sticky things.
I don't know what you call, I can't remember what you call them. And a group of, somebody organises it and people go around and pick up litter in the community. Another group sort of tackled the dog poo issue and got dog poo bins put in different places and then challenged people when they didn't pick up after their dogs.
So why do you think it worked so well?
I think we are a community that has a number of unattractive sites within the community. It's got a central conservation area with some listed buildings. And unfortunately, it's right in the centre of the village and it makes our village look unattractive. And I think a lot of people return their forms on the basis of the messages. We want our community to look better and feel better. But in the process of answering the questions, they identified a number of other things that they wanted to do something about and came together to try and do something about all these other things.
But lots of consultations go on and you don't get three quarters of a community getting involved. How much do you think it mattered that this process was driven by the people rather than the structure?
I think it mattered wholly because we've had similar experiences since. The core development strategy that, I mean, how boring does that sound? And you see a notice on the notice board
in the
village.
You want to lose the will to live, don't you?
The local council is organising a meeting to discuss the development of the core strategy. And you think, oh yeah, I really want to be there. But we actually thought, what does this mean? So we, three or four of us, went and looked it up, did a sort of you know, man on the street speak version of actually this is going to be really important for us. This is going to impact on all our lives, and we need to think about how we can tell people that it's important to come to a meeting. And we did the same thing. We got the same group of people together. We did a flyer that had two sides on it saying, what does it mean to you in your village if you don't attend this meeting? We got in touch with the council. We said, we're going to have a big meeting. We're not going to have a little one. And they said, yeah, okay, nobody will come. But we went and put something through everybody's letterbox. We packed out the room and had standing room only. And the local authority did a presentation about what the core strategy meant. People asked loads of questions, got really involved. And the local authority hadn't believed that we would get so many people there and didn't bring out enough consultation forms and had to send someone out to the community the next day with a pack, a box full, which we put in the post office, and they'd all gone by the next morning and they were all filled in. So our community contributed more to the core strategy than probably any other community in Shropshire.
I'm just going to ask you the final question, but I think Helen wants to get past us. Sorry, Helen. So what do you think are the key lessons out of this for people who are sort of staring at this big society thing, wondering how this relates to that?
I think it's you've got to have a few people with a bit of passion who believe that if they talk to people in the right language and involve them and say, what does it mean to us? What matters to us in our community? And say, does it matter to you in the same way? And invite them to come along and discuss it. And we've done it a number of times since. It's become a regular thing to pack out our village hall. In fact, we're regularly now asked to take part in consultations because they know we'll get so many people there. And it's just that people, if you make it relevant to people's lives, they are willing to participate, but it's got to matter.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.